This is Professor Pete Alexander with the Winning at Business and Life podcast, where business leaders share their insights. It is 6 questions in 7 minutes because successful business leaders are busy and rarely have more time to spare. So let's get to it. Question number one, in a few sentences, please tell me who you are and what you do.
I'm Jared Narlock, and I'm a talent development coach, speaker, and author. And what I tell people is my purpose is to help others grow and develop and inspire them to take action towards their goals.
Well, Jared, it's an absolute pleasure to have you on the show. Question number two, what is something that makes you smile and or laugh about working in your industry?
I love this as far as smiling and bringing smiles to people. And what I love is the aha moments when I'm facilitating a workshop. And just last week, as a matter of fact, I was facilitating a 3-day workshop and this individual came up at the end and she said, Jared, I had been struggling. I was looking for a renewed hope and I got this out of that workshop. And you could see it, her smile face to face, which of course gave me a smile as I ended that workshop and walked out of there.
Oh, I love that. I can hear the passion in your voice and it almost gives me goosebumps. I love it. Love it. Question number three. I have a fictitious book with all the answers for business. What chapter would you think most companies should read?
Being authentic and humanistic. That is huge for me. Remembering that we are all human beings and remembering that people, for the most part, are bringing their best day in and day out. And that looks different some days. We look sometimes and say, oh, I know what that person's best looks like, and this isn't it. But we don't know the reality of what they endured when they started their day or their week and what that is. And so remembering to extend grace and keeping that focus on the people, because the people ultimately will get those business results, those other pieces that are in that book.
I love that. And you know, as you were describing it, it also reminded me of the fact that, you know, let's say if we're in a restaurant and a waiter or waitress looks a bit agitated, we really don't know what potentially has been going on with that person for their week. And so when I put it into that kind of perspective, it helps me have more compassion. Is that something that you found too?
Very true. The compassion is there. We remember, again, to extend that grace and be mindful. Be mindful, because I would hope that someone would have that same awareness with me, that same compassion with me, because I've been in those instances where, hey, that last shift that I worked and the shift that I came back because my son was just in the ICU, I'm remembering that. And that's a true example for me. And I had a great team that remembered that, that shared that compassion and that grace. And so such a big piece.
Great example there. Before we continue with our questions, I want to remind our listeners that if you can share this episode with just one of your peers, the positive impact can be exponential. Question number four, other than the generic work harder, have a great attitude, and care for customers, what advice or insight would you give to other business leaders?
Sacred time. That is something that I always tell people is find your sacred time to spend time in those reflection moments in your growth and development. Even if it's only 30 minutes a week, that's 26 hours throughout the year, which is actually more than most people spend on their personal development and their time of reflection. And so as a business professional, as a leader, looking for that time that you can reflect, that you can continue to invest in yourself, because when you're doing that, then it allows you to in turn invest in those around you and spend that time with them, encouraging them to as well find their sacred time. So that sacred time towards growth and development.
I love that. And would it be a good example to say, you know, on their weekly calendar, you just block off that 30 minutes and like it's another important appointment that they don't just ignore?
Exactly. Some people say they struggle with that. They say, Jared, I don't have that time. And the reality is we have to be mindful with it. Treat it as though it was an appointment with anyone else. We're not going to book over that appointment with someone else because we want to be respectful of their time and being present. Do that with yourself as well, because it's so valuable in the way that we show up, the way that we're able to interact, and then how we look back at the end of the year knowing, oh, I didn't let that time go, and look at where I'm at now versus where I was a year ago because I stayed focused on that time.
Love it. Great advice. Thank you. Question number five, what other business leader like yourself would you like to acknowledge and invite to be on my podcast?
Yes, one of the favorite individuals that I've come into contact with over the years, his name is David Shove Brown. And he is one of the founders of the architectural firm in Washington, D.C., 3877. And him and his partner have done amazing things of creating a truly humanistic and authentic workplace. And they are actually one of the top 50 best places to work in D.C. for multiple years now.
Wow, he sounds like a great person. Thank you so much for that referral. And our final question, question number six, please tell me about your first job.
My first job was actually bagging groceries. I grew up in the Air Force. And so on Air Force bases, they have a commissary as a grocery store. And I bag groceries on the weekends and after school. And probably the biggest thing that I took away from that was relationship building. I got to know some wonderful individuals. Also, as I went out with the groceries, I learned the conversational format and how to truly listen to people as they were sharing different things. And one piece that I hold with that job so dearly is that here we are today. It's been over 20 years since I was in that job. And one of the individuals that I worked with was a few years older than me. And we are still book buddies today. And so we check in with each other. He tells me what he's been reading, what he's gaining from it, the insights. And I share that as well. And so you never know what's going to come out of those relationships, even 20 years later, and just how powerful they can be.
It's so true. I love that as an example. You never know who you're working with and how paths are going to cross in the future or just stay together. So it's a great example. Thank you so much. And Jared, thank you for being on the show. How can people find you?
Yeah, thank you for having me. And you can find me on LinkedIn is where I spend a lot of the time on my profile there. And then my website, peacefulpowerleadership.com, where the opportunity to engage from a coaching, from a workshop perspective, that why that I shared at the beginning. And then I also have my new book, Becoming a Peaceful Power Leader, which is out now for pre-order, coming out November of this year.
Perfect. This is Professor Pete Alexander with the Winning at Business and Life podcast. Get hundreds of amazing business insights from previous guest episodes on your favorite podcast app. Thanks for listening.
How much do you understand the future of finance? I'm Jim Roos, a top 10 banking influencer and host of the podcast Banking Transformed, where we dive deeply into the rapidly evolving world of banking and financial technology. Join me as I interview industry experts, thought leaders, and innovators as they unravel the latest banking trends, disruptions, and game-changing technologies reshaping the world of finance. Redefine your understanding of the banking ecosystem. Subscribe now to Banking Transformed, available wherever you get your podcasts and now available on YouTube.